So I'm from UC Davis School of Vet Med, and in California, it's about the middle of the state, so right in the valley, and our winter has been pretty mild. Our coldest weather yet has been 44 degrees Fahrenheit, which is quite a bit warmer than it is here. I don't see a lot of this wet or white stuff normally.
Maybe next year we'll have this this seminar in California. Yeah. Dr. Bush, how did you get connected to Elmwood, Ontario, out of California?
You know, Lori reached out to me and asked if I would be interested in speaking with you guys about some of the work that we're doing on goats in California and the States. And so I was very excited and happy to make the trip out here and the visit. And,
yeah. Here we are. Dr. Rosie Bush from the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. Today, the day that we're doing this is Goat Day. Tell me about the opportunities for goat farmers in North America and in our region.
Yeah, it's really a growing industry. There are a lot of unique opportunities. And, you know, I think one of the big things that we know is goats are not small cows. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done to kind of understand the practices that are currently being done and how we can improve and improve production and improve quality and really, you know, improve the sustainability of the industry and really keep growth coming. New producers, grow current producers, and yeah, it's really exciting.
As we're doing this, a youngster just walked into the cloakroom who might be 8 years of age. Does that sort of typify the opportunity for all ages to participate?
Yes, absolutely. And I think especially with small ruminants in general, their size makes them more approachable for youth or even just people wanting to come into agriculture no matter their age. Small ruminants are a great kind of entry level livestock, and they're a lot of fun to work with. So,
last couple of questions for Dr. Rosie Bush from the Davis School of Veterinary Medicine in California. What's your primary advice to somebody either starting in the goat industry or just getting started in the goat industry?
Find a good mentor, whether it's your veterinarian who's local or another producer. I think having someone that you can go to while you're learning the ropes is really important. But first and foremost, just do it. Like, you can't learn from, you know, trial and error is absolutely how we all learn. But having that mentor as a backup is really important.
Terrific advice. And finally, are you excited about the industry? And again, we're talking a wide span here. You're from the United States. California, here in Ontario. Are you excited about the future of the goat industry?
Yeah, I very much am. I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit for, you know, improvements in production, improvement in milk quality, improvement in meat quality, breeding programs. There's just so much going on, the diversity of the industry across the North American landscape, and yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, welcome to Ontario, and thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much.